A media blitz is underway in San Francisco this week. Dozens of news outlets there are reporting on the city's ongoing struggle with homelessness and encouraging solutions. No such action is planned here, yet advocates for the homeless say a blitz could be useful in Milwaukee.
Donna Runghold-Megan says warmer climates like California are likely to have more homeless people than a place like Milwaukee. Yet the head of the shelter, the Cathedral Center, says the problem here is significant. She shares numbers from the last snapshot taken in January.
We counted nearly 1,500 individuals who were homeless in Milwaukee. Those are people who are very literally homeless, sleeping outside, sleeping in churches, as well as the people who are in shelters and transitional programs.
Runghold-Megan says another survey is planned for July and probably will show higher numbers.
In Milwaukee, homelessness outside increases during the warmer months because of the warm weather, because people's hospitality kind of starts to wear thin after the cold months are over.
The Cathedral Center in downtown Milwaukee is one of a number of shelters scattered throughout the heart of town.
This is our second floor.
It houses families and about 30 unaccompanied women. They stay in bunk beds with colorful bedding.
What you see on the bunk beds are handmade quilts. Volunteers purchase the material, make the quilts, and then they'll bring them here and donate them.
Runghold-Megan says the shelter always is busy.
Where you see an unmade bed is where we have a vacancy that will typically be filled tonight.
The Cathedral Center provides a variety of services, including programs to help clients move into supported or independent housing. Runghold-Megan says it can be a challenge.
The housing inventory in Milwaukee is awful.
Even when the shelter's clients have federal housing vouchers to cover the full cost of their rent, they often can't get into a home.
Those appropriate units are really difficult to find. They have to meet inspection. And then when you do find one, then the landlord has to be agreeable to working with this program, number one. And number two, has to be agreeable to working with a person who has a pretty spotty rental history.
Runghold-Megan says that's where a media blitz, like the one underway in San Francisco, could make a difference. She says shelters here could urge sympathetic landlords to come forward, and advocates for the homeless could call for more funding. We asked a Cathedral Center resident what message she'd share. The woman who requested we refer to her as Mary says she'd ask big local companies to give money to shelters so they could provide round-the-clock services. Most are closed during the day.
I know it's like maybe two where they're all-day shelters, but then it's like the ones that don't have that. Maybe they can open like a certain room for certain people that cannot go out, because I went through this winter, and this winter was nothing to play with.
Mary says she suffers from a mental illness, and while she tries to focus on the resources the shelter provides, her mind jumps into a survival state when she's forced to leave each day, regardless of the weather. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.